Bill Snyder is my pal over at WGN TV. You hear him frequently referred to by the great Tom Skilling. He is Tom's weather producer. And Bill, happy new year to you. How does an extraordinary weather producer celebrate the new year? Did you go wild with your weather balloon drop? You had a weather balloon drop
at midnight?
I
did not, actually. No weather balloons. It was rather tame this year. Not too crazy, but I know some of our WGN colleagues looked like they were having a ball downtown.
Yes, they were. Some more than others, but yes.
Right. I know you were part of that crew, and I'll tell you, you were looking very dapper there, Mr. Richard.
Thank you very much. You can dress them up, but you can't take them out.
The
timing on that, for people who did go out on New Year's Eve, if it had just been one day later, we would have been right in the middle of that snowstorm.
It was pretty, by December 31st standards, it was pretty nice. A little bit of clouds, but temperatures were very moderate, all things considered. So it wasn't bad.
How much did we wind up with around the Chicago area, Bill?
Dean, we had the official totals are 4.2 inches at Midway, 4.1 inches at O'Hare, but as much as 6.5 inches out in Hoffman Estates, Westchester 6 inches, and Woodstock 5.4 inches, and Mount Prospect 4.8 inches. So the storm pretty much delivered what we expected it to do. Now, the amounts were maybe a tad lower on the lower end of the range that we were forecasting. But most areas did get that, 2, 3, 4 inches. There were some pretty potent thunderstorms down to our south. And those storms, believe it or not, actually robbed some of the moisture that would have otherwise made it up here and produced, some heavier totals. So, but all things considered, certainly respectable in our first our first significant snow of the season. We had that little snow a week ago.
Yeah, that was,
but no big deal.
That was a piddling of snow compared to what we got yesterday.
It was, and when you think about it, we're coming off of the latest first measurable snow we've ever had in Chicago. The previous record was December 20th. This year, we rewrote the record books, and our first measurable snow waited until December 28th. And that'll probably be a record that sticks for a while, because it's pretty unusual to go that late into the year, or at least into the autumn season, in Chicago, and for your first measurable snow. So it was pretty remarkable.
Right. Now, we're getting a lot of reports on our text line of people telling us that they are still having snow coming down this morning. Are you surprised by that or no?
No, Dean, the system snow has moved off to the east, so that we're not getting any more of that. The snow that fell last night was from the weather system that was moving through, but this is what we're getting now is lake effect, and the lake waters are still abnormally warm for this time of the year. There's no ice. The lake is completely wide open, and so what's happening is we're getting this Arctic air to move in, and when you get the northerly winds to come in off the lake and pick up that moisture, it produces these lake effect snow showers and snow squalls. Now, it may look a little more dramatic at times than others, but we're not expecting any massive accumulations with the lake effect snow. And what'll happen as the day progresses here is those lake effect snow showers that are on this side of the lake will shift more towards Indiana, because the wind trajectory will shift more northwesterly versus the north-northeast trajectory that we have going right now. So, and I would expect skies to clear from west to east. So probably shortly after lunch, if you live out in the Fox Valley towards Aurora, Rockford, Naperville, expect to see some sunshine before the day is over.
Okay, well, that's nice. So we're definitely on the tail end of that, but we're just at the beginning of this massive cold that's going to hit the Chicago area.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's not at all untypical, because when you get a weather system such as this one to move through, then typically what follows right behind it is the Arctic Express, and the Arctic spigot opens up when you have the Arctic track for the cold air comes in right over that fresh layer of snowpack. And they've had some brutally cold temperatures up to our northwest in Minnesota and the Dakotas, and a chunk of that air is going to ride into Chicagoland tonight behind this snow system. So what we're expecting, Dean, is the coldest night of the winter and the coldest night since back in February. areas away from the warmth of the lake in the city, you can expect temperatures to go below zero tonight. And even in a few locations, it wouldn't be surprising to see temperatures go down to 10 below tomorrow morning. And while the winds won't be as big of a factor as they've been the last couple of days, you get any kind of wind at all, even if it's 5 miles an hour, 6 miles an hour, something like that, with these kind of temperatures, and you're going to get wind chills that bite. And so I would expect that in those areas out to the northwest, wind chills will dip as low as minus 20 tomorrow morning, early tomorrow morning. So if you're heading out to the bus stop or to school, I don't know if many schools are still are heading back after the holiday break. But you're definitely going to want to bundle up and add some extra layers. And I would say wind chills in the city will probably be around 5 below tomorrow morning.
Wow.
But the sun will be out, so that's a plus.
That'll make it
we
a
will start
easier.
The new week with some sunshine. And actually, temperatures will moderate slightly on Tuesday, Dean. We probably will get back above freezing into the mid-30s, but that will be short-lived, as we're expecting another little snow system to move through Wednesday night and Thursday. Not a huge deal, probably something on par with this one or even a little less. But then another bitter blast of cold air follows in its wake. So January is starting off on a very cold note. It's not at all surprising. It's our coldest month of the year. It's our snowiest month of the year. So the fact that we're seeing a combination of the two is not at all unusual.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on the WGN-TV weather app and what you guys over at the weather department are cranking out on the on the site, so we can keep updated on all of that. A person on our text line is asking what does Tom Skilling's weather producer actually do? Think that means that you do all the hard work and Tom gets all the glory for it. Is that correct?
You know what? I would be lying if I said that, because there's nobody in this business that works as hard as Tom does. I mean, he is so passionate about the weather. He starts, he starts his days at 8 o'clock in the morning and he, keeps going nonstop. He has to obviously, leave to head into the station, but, he goes pretty much like gangbusters all the way till 11 o'clock at night when we get home, when the show evening shows are done. So he works hard. So I can't say that I do everything, but I do produce a lot. I produce a lot of the graphics that you see on television and, to produce our shows every day. And I go through his pictures that you see, viewer pictures that they send in. Tom is a big, big proponent of the viewer pictures to kind of illustrate what's
right.
going on.
Yeah.
And I also do a lot of the climatological research. It's neat to be able to have access to all of our Chicago weather records. We have records that go back 150 years since 1871. And I mean, no better way to put a specific weather situation in proper context. And we're able to do that. And I think it's neat because, otherwise, if it's just a normal day, for example, like I was telling you when we talked earlier, we're coming off the sixth warmest December in 150 years. I mean, you knew it was mild. It felt fairly unusual compared to what some Decembers can feel like around here. But how a better way to put it in context to say, hey, well, wow, it was the sixth warmest December in 150 years, and that's pretty impressive. That's not insignificant.
And these facts that, Tom throws out, to put it all into context, you're sorting through all of that.
I am.
I'm not taking anything away from Tom, but with the enormous amount of weather information that you guys put out, it's obviously the work of more than one person.
It is.
And,
no doubt.
Bill Snyder does all that, and you can see he's almost as enthusiastic about the weather as Tom Skilling.
We certainly have plenty to talk about in Chicago, don't we, Dean?
That's
our weather, it's always on people's minds. It's certainly a heavy topic of discussion.
No
question about it.
I got to say, one of my more memorable moments of 2021 was in the summertime. We were invited out onto the boat of a mutual friend who's an engineer at WGN-TV,
yes.
One of the greatest guys ever, Terry Bates, invited us and a bunch of other people out on his boat, and we're going down the river and, just enjoying a beautiful day, and all of a sudden the skies broke open And we
did.
We had a hell of a storm come through.
We did.
I've never felt more comforted than having Bill Snyder there telling us what's going to be going on and what's happening and, you know, explaining what's happening as we're getting poured upon on this
boat. Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you, Dean, thankfully, we have the technology now that, you know, here we're out in the middle of the river and just like instantly in about 30 seconds, I can whip out my phone and the radar and look and see what's going on. And, you know, all outside of getting a little wet, we ended up in pretty good shape after that.
Yeah, it was actually fun. Kind of getting soaked like that actually was kind of fun a little bit, to tell you.
It was a pretty warm day, if I recall, you know, leading into those showers. So, you know, we just had a little air conditioning for Mother Nature to cool us off.
Exactly. Bill, I appreciate you spending a little time with us and explaining the storms.
Thanks for having me, Dean. It's always great to talk to you.
You are the greatest, my friend. It's
you too, buddy.
WGN TV weather producer Bill Snyder with us.